Welcome to the Holy Ghost Calling webpage. Brother Freedom's here. It's Sunday afternoon, and we want you to kind of fasten your safety belt because God has laid a very heavy message on Brother Freedom, and he's not maybe sure how it's exactly going to come out, but it's something you may want to share with other believers. It's a very heavy message, so we hope you'll listen. God wants to inform you about what things are coming up. Father, we thank you for anointing Brother Freedom in a mighty way, and Lord, help us to receive your word in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, I'm really not going to go down in any deep prayer or praying. I just pray that you'll move as you want to move. Father, I believe that great concerns on my heart. Father, I just pray that you'll speak freely through your servant this day. I pray it'll speak to people of this world, especially to America. I pray people will receive what you have for them. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. For I, the Lord thy God, have spoken this day to America. Where are you? I say, my churches, where are you? For those who have known me many years, where are you this day? For I am concerned over thy lawlessness, often many deeds that thou hast done. And I say, this land has been so blessed by me, the God of heaven. And I say, this day they do not understand that terrible things are happening in this nation of the free and the brave. But I say that there won't be long. I say things will change. I say America does not realize that her borders are unkept. Her borders are open to bad spirits, to lawlessness, to all deeds of the world. And I say these things are coming in with hordes. I say the borders on the south of this nation. I say between Texas and Arizona and New Mexico. I say there's many young ladies who are being abducted by those that are putting them in sex camps. And I say they're coming forth with anger, with weapons. And I say my people do not wake up. They're not awake to things that's happening. And I say, this is just a little bit, but there is. I say, this nation's had so much of my power, so much of my anointing. They've had so much of my word. And I say, this day, where are you, my people? For I call thee, and where art thou? I've looked for you. You're not there. And I say, my time is growing short. The time of times is growing short. I say, soon the changes of the guard shall come forth. And I say, when this happens, you will be locked into a dispensation that you've never known, never felt, never stood before, but you will be in it. And I say, you'll not get out of it. I say, you'll pray, you'll seek my face, but I will not be there. My people, you need to be ready, because that day is very close. My coming is very soon. I say, this nation is coming up against the calamities of time. I say the money has been spent out of the month of this nation so heavily, so wickedly, that these people can never pay back what they owe. And I say the young people of this world are going to receive a debt that they wonder why in the world their elders ever got them into it. But I say there is no answers that can be given only through my spirit. And I said, because men have been so equipped with their own selves, they've made a philosophy that's by their own hands. I say they're so deceitful that their churches are being deceived. Their powers are deceived. Their weaponry is deceived from heaven. They do not have my spirit within them. And I say self is leadership. And self is the master. And self is what they trust in. And I say, that is the opposite of my spirit. For my spirit is myself within me. And I've given my spirit this last hour to be powerful, to stand before at all odds. And he's done a good job, said the Spirit of God. He has only done my will, said the Father. I say there's abortions in this land, and if you could see the many babies, that you would, people's hearts would stop them. Of the atrocities going on in this nation. I say of all the wicked things that's going to the other nations, and yet I say, America, you judge the world. You police this world, and you want them to be just like us. And they see the wickedness within us. They see that inwardly we're as a bunch of worms. And I say, for I see their deeds, I've seen their haughtiness, I've seen their prideful heart, and I say, it's going to come, time of reaping is coming forth. And I say, that day is about at hand. For I say, my timepiece is in place in Israel, and that time is fixed. That time is coming forth very rapidly. And I say, things are going to happen very speedily in this last hour. I say, time is going to seem like it's going to stop, because the emotions of things, of the lawlessness, is coming into effect. I say, America, you have loved pleasures. You have loved great things that you could buy. You've enjoyed great wealth. You've enjoyed great scenic homes, great tours, great achievements that all you could have done in this land I prospered you with. But in that, you went your own sinful way. You went a careless way. You've gone the way of deceit. You've gone a way of destruction. And I say, you anger me, said the Spirit of God, because I've looked for a people, a holy people, a loving people that love me, who come us that would love the Lord their God, and they've forgotten me this day. For I say, by coming is soon, and that day is about to appear. Where art thou? Where art thou, O world? Where art thou, the leaders of my churches? Where are you in this day? For I say, you've lived carelessly. You've wanted that dollar. That dollar has been so much to you. You put your values in what you trust. And that what you trust will deceive you. It is what men live for. The value of having owning things. Having success. All the worldly gain that only you can enjoy in this land of the free and the brave. And you've enjoyed it for many years. And I say this hour, that time is about to quit. That time is going to be finished. You need to be ready. Because I say my coming is soon. Do not you see the elements of time? Do not you see all these tornadoes that hit this nation in this February? There have been more tornadoes than ever been, and there's been more death. And it's only I, the Lord thy God, have kept the depths from rising more. And I say, thou dost not awaken. Thou dost not look. It's my handiwork. It's my power. It's my blessing. For I say to thee that my people that are hearing this word, you need to get this word out this day. You must tell others that I am coming. I say, thou must be to prepare this day. Thou must assemble thy families. Thou must be ready. Where art thou? Where are thy people? I say, you look for so much, and you own love nothing. I say, your whole life is engaged in earning more and more and more. And I say, at that last moment, you cannot take it with you. You cannot take it with you. It is vanity. It pulls you down to a place that will put you in an everlasting hell. Can you not? You see that, my people? I say the enemy has deceived you so vividly, so powerfully, that my word declares everything that's been spoken here this day, because I bring all things to counsel. Does not my word say, in the last hour you must worship me in spirit and in truth? I say, you left out my spirit, and you tried to deceive my truth and what you wanted to come for. And I say, you done very deceitfully. You went in there, all the taskmaster of flesh, and you've arrived at certain destinies that you say, this is what's going to happen, but it will not happen like you declare, because I will not let it happen. For I'm moving through my spirit, and my spirit has never made much mistakes. And I say, you're full of mistakes. You've missed many times. But I say, I counsel thee this day that thou will change. As Nineveh changed, thou can change. If thou miss, everlasting destruction, thou have gained a great wealth. But if thou owns this whole world, and has not me, thou missed it all. Because I say, eternity is forever and ever and ever. It's made for the wicked. It's made for the lawless. It's made for the whoremonger, the sorcerer, the liars, the cheaters, the fearful. It's for the ones. Lucifer, his gang. And I say, my people have been so with this power for so long, you smell like him, you act like him, you are his. And this day I ask thee to counsel me this day that thou wilt ask forgiveness and come forth with sackcloth and come forth with seeking my face that I should save you in this last hour. But I say, if thou dost not, I say it's going to come very rapidly. It's going to come upon you like a thief in the night. And when thou comest, thou wilt not understand. I say my coming is very soon. My churches should have read my word over and over and over that these things will come to pass. If I didn't shorten that day, the very elect would not be saved. But you went out here and said, all whosoever will, you made an easy pathway for many. And through that, there's many been deceived. And I say your children and their children's children are deceived because you never preached nothing. You preach prosperity. You preach something that amiss. It's not in the word. You've lost the truth of my faith, my power, my anointing. This day, you need to rekindle thyself very quickly. And I may reestablish thy hearts with my spirit. And I would enable thee in this last hour to walk forth with my counsel, my direction. For I say this man that has speaking these words, he does not do this. It's I am using him. And I say, do not hold this against him. It's my word this day, says the Spirit of God. But I counsel thee all over the world. You need to wake up. You need to be awakened out of sleep. You need to quit slumbering. You need to ask pardon. You need to ask forgiveness. For I am coming soon. And I'm not playing games no longer. The enemy comes to kill, destroy, and steal. But I have come to give life and give you more abundant life. Where are you this day? Where are you, my people? Where are you? I don't hear you pray. I don't hear you seek me. You're just very silent from the Lord your God. And I wish for my people to assemble themselves, speak to me, and I will uphold them. And I will move mightily upon them. I say, this day, thou must assemble thyself as totally unto me. And with it I shall have a people, a zealous people, a righteous people. And I say no longer to come against the people that walk in holiness, because I say that without holiness no man shall see or please me. For I walk in pureness of heart. I walk in separation of wrongdoings, abstaining from sin. And those things that you've been so lenient in, you need to remember, you've taught them. You've taught the people. That's why there's no move of the Spirit in your church. That's why there's no move of my hand upon you. You've deceived the very people. You've deceived those who have been under your hands. And I say this day, I am not slack concerning my promises, as some men count slackness, but I am long-suffering, and I will move mightily. Ask me this day, and I shall forgive thee. I shall strengthen thee, and I shall give thee a new hope, a new power, a new direction. Look to me, and I shall save thee. Look to me, for I loveth thee. Come, my people, seek me while there's time. Because I say there's going to be great whoredoms of storms that's going to hit this land. I say this through this world, there's going to be great floods, great problems, great tidal waves, earthquakes, many things that's going to shatter men's beliefs. And I say they need to know the truth of the living God this day. More than they ever have known in their life, they must walk in my victory and my counsel and my direction. For I have found few this day who will understand what this man is saying to you this day as I speak through him. For he is dumb. I use him for my glory. And I say, I'm coming back soon. And I say, thou must prepare for eternity. Thou must prepare because the enemy is soon going to have a field day upon planet Earth. And I say, when that happens, you're going to be locked in either to my kingdom or to that other's kingdom. And I don't want you to go to that other kingdom, said the Spirit of God. I want to save you. I want you to come to me this day, and I'll forgive thee. I'll give you a new straight. I will give you a new pardon. But some of you are so stubborn, you will not say that. You will not bow your knee. But I say, you must do that to be changed this day. Come to me, for I give you strength forevermore. Help me walk in thy spirit. Lord, help this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God.